Hello and welcome back to the Real Estate BS audio blog. I am your host, Sir Ashley, and today's topic is after the home inspection, what to fix and what to forget. So congratulations, you've got your house under contract, and in this episode, we'll talk about what you need to do now. Before we get into today's episode, I want to tell you a little bit about who I am and who this audio blog is for. Again, I'm Sir Ashley. I am a Charlotte area real estate investor and a real estate agent. I've been in real estate for about 8 years, full-time 6 years. I started off investing, fixing and flipping, and I still invest to this day. I am the founder of Sir Ashley Real Estate and FairHouseOffer.net. We buy houses throughout the country, primarily up and down the East Coast, but we do buy in Los Angeles and Southern California as well. And this audio blog is to provide tips and tricks for those who are in their real estate journey, whether they're first-time buyers or sellers or real estate vets and investors. I believe these tips and tricks can be beneficial to people at all ranges of the spectrum. Without further ado, let's jump into today's episode. All right, so you had your house inspected, and chances are the inspection report came back and it is no lease than 25 pages, and more likely it's about 50 pages thick. And you're like, what the hell? What am I gonna do with all this? So let's go over these. You wanna make sure you fix structural issues, that includes cracks on the foundation, code violations. You wanna make sure those are fixed and remedied and taken care of. You wanna make sure electricity is fixed, the AC, the HVAC, as well as plumbing and pest. So those are the big things you wanna fix. Structural issues, code violations, make sure the electric is working, the HVAC is working, plumbing, every home needs proper plumbing, and pest. That is very reasonable. Things you should not worry about and should just brush aside when looking at the inspection report is any cosmetic flaws, such as paint colors or carpet or missing baseboard. This buyer can expect to fix those. Don't worry about anything less than $100. That is just a waste of your time. They're just being nitpicky at that point. Don't worry about. And any other small repairs, such as a light switch not working properly, as long as the electrical system isn't bad, don't worry about a light switch that's glitching or sticking. And yard maintenance. Typically, the yard is sold as is, so don't worry about getting that fixed or trimmed. Now, if you have a jungle back there, yes, you might want to tidy that up. But anything as far as overgrown grass or whatnot, don't pay any attention to those. So this was a light, quick episode. I know I went long the last episode. Hope this was helpful. And if you have any questions about real estate, well, it does not have to be in the North Carolina or Charlotte area, anywhere in general, please feel free to give us a call at 704-775-1236. I can also be found on Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter at Sir_Real Estate. And go to our website, SirAshley.com, or our investment website, if you know anybody looking to sell their house fast, at FairHouseOffer.net. Until next time, talk later.